بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اسلامک کسٹمز اینڈ ایٹیکیٹ فارم این امپورٹنٹ پارٹ آف اوور مسلم لائف اینڈ وی ہیز ٹو بی ویری ویری سینسیٹیو ٹو ورڈز دیز کسٹمز اینڈ ایٹیکیٹ اینڈ ہی ہیز ٹو ویری ویری بی ویری ویری کیئرفل ان فالوئنگ دیم. فار ایگزامپل دیر آر سرٹن تھنگز ویچ گو انڈر دا لیبل آف اسلام اینڈ سننا اینڈ دے آر ایبسلوٹلی ناٹ پارٹ آف اسلام اینڈ دے آر ادر تھنگز ویچ آر ایبسلوٹلی وائس ورسا. دا مسکنسپشن دیٹ وی گوئن ڈسکس ٹوڈے از آف کورس ون آف دیز ویچ فالز انڈر اسلامک کسٹمز اینڈ ایٹیکیٹ ان پرٹیکولر دا ایٹیکیٹ ویچ مسٹ بی فالوڈ بائی ا ویڈو ان ہر عدت آفٹر ہر ہزبینڈ ہیز ڈائڈ اینڈ شی اسپینڈنگ دیٹ عدت ان دی ہاؤس آف ہر ہزبینڈ. Now, it is contended by many Muslim scholars that such a widow, she must not go out of her house except for something very, very compelling. She must stay put in her house and she must not go out of her house. Of course, we know that when a widow is in such a state and she is passing through her iddat period, there are certain restrictions, and the primary restriction in this is that widow, since there is a possibility that she might be pregnant, so in order to safeguard the lineage of the newborn baby, it is always prescribed and recommended that that particular lady must be very careful. However, when her husband has died and she of course is passing through a period of mourning, she is already very careful in most societies that she must not, for example, adorn colorful clothes, for example, or she should not adorn jewelry in normal circumstances. But there is this additional restriction which is imposed in certain societies, and that, as I said, is that she is not allowed to go out of the house. And some people are so strict that they simply put a total bar on her going out, and they do not allow her to go out in any circumstances. Now, this is what we say is something which is absolutely not mentioned as a restriction in the Sharia. A lady who is passing through a mourning period, she of course requires some refreshment. She of course requires that she goes to some relative's house, her brother's house maybe, or her father's and a parent's house, so that she can refresh herself, she can soothe herself. Similarly, she can go out in the park maybe to relax herself. She can go for a walk to relax herself, because these are circumstances in which she needs such soothing efforts of the society. And therefore, if she is able to go out and comfort herself, and she can even go out, for example, to do her job, she might be doing a job as a working lady. And in all these circumstances, there is absolutely no restriction for a widow, if she's passing her iddat in the house of her husband or anywhere else, that she must stay within the house. There is no such restriction found in the Sharia. This, of course, could relate to a specific circumstances or of a particular lady in which she, it would not be better for her to go out. But to make it a general rule and to impose it as a general rule on all Muslim widows that they cannot, for example, go for their jobs, they cannot go out for recreation, for example, or not even to visit their relatives' houses, this is a restriction which was never imposed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, we Muslims must be very careful. We must not regard something as religion which was never part of it and which was never regarded to be religion by the Prophet of God sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اقول قولی حاضہ وسطر اللہ علی ولکم ولسائر المسلمین والمسلمات.